Hello, everyone. My name is Josh. I hope everyone is having a great day today. The sun is shining. It is warm outside. It feels like spring. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. I hope you're listening to this outside. And if you're not, get outside because it is truly a beautiful day. That was Dracula by Tame Impala, and we got some more tunes for you. So thank you for tuning in.
Who took the bomb?
I don't want anybody else touching you like I Tell the label.
No week, no sleep, no key. Lost him in the street, and no, I can't see without you. I do follow you into any room, cause I can't hear without you.
So it gets weird when you don't look at me.
Instagram and photos of my toes on my OnlyFans, and visuals in these frames look better than the ones that she posted on Facebook. I'm ready when you wanna point that, shoot that, pop that Polaroid, that screw that, chop that, lean. That shit that only happened in my wildest dreams. The shit we talk about and listen to behind the screens, and I be trying to stream consciousness. Hey, baby, you be trying to stream songs like this. I told you I just want to remember this. I told you I be trying to create memories, but everybody around me wanna check. Only thing that keep me out of that bag full of that white or that bottle full of that red is photos on my desk. Only thing that keep me out of my head when I'm in bed is the photos on the wall back when we had it all. So I be trying to keep track of it, catch it in the vanish like a magic trick, especially when you was on Zans and shit. Truthfully, I don't even understand that shit. Another stanza, my bitch should act on my homie managing, making sure that they pan us. I'm just a natural when it comes to picking the brands up, and I'm only 25 G's. Tell that bitch to take a picture for the photo ID.
Supposed to be.
sloppy with my hair done wrong. It's crazy how I'm so tragic now.
Cause it gives me big, and you got eyes, then you can see when it talks like an angel. it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game alive in Brazil, cause everybody plays the beautiful game out in Brazil. And all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game?
Hello?
Is this the right one? Maybe. Turn on three. Let's try three. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, that's much better.
Is that working?
Yeah. Okay, I feel like perfect. in my ears, I was like speaking into the void, so this is better. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
What's up?
How is it going, Layla?
My name is Layla, and I'm...
Well, it's Layla.
And I'm here now. I just walked into the studio. He picked me up off the street. I just got street casted for this radio show. He saw me outside. Yosh, of course. He saw me outside, and he sent a photo of myself to me because he airdropped it to me. And he was like, hello, beautiful stranger. Will you please come speak to my audience? So that's how I ended up here.
Yes.
And I was
like, who's that girl with the cool outfit? Need her in here, stat.
Sounds like a Sabrina Carpenter line. He's a cute guy with the white blue eyes and the da-da-na-na.
Do you sing at all?
Just sometimes, like some when the mood strikes me.
Okay.
Anyway.
How are you doing on this fine spring day?
I'm good. I just had acting class.
Lit.
It was so much fun. And that's my only class today. And so now I just need to get a bunch of work done, but it's a beautiful day, so I'm happy. You know what I'm not happy about is the disgusting sidewalks right now.
Yeah, oh my gosh. This morning, I was walking to my class. Number one, it was super icy, so I kept slipping, and now everything's all wet and dirty.
I know. Yesterday, I was walking from like an event, and it was while the ice was all accumulating on the ground, and I swear to God, I was like, my life flashed before my eyes, like, every three steps. I almost rolled down the hill.
So. That would have been pretty unfortunate.
Ooh,
especially because I feel like everyone also is like sick right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone's suffering from some like really intense illness.
It was me. I'm better now. I'm having like as you can hear in my voice, it's pretty nasally. But I was over the weekend, I was not feeling good. Yeah. It's just a cold, though. That's the annoying thing. It's like, if it was a fever, like, I could treat that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like with the cold, it's like you just have to ride it out.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, can't go to the gym because I can't breathe, can't smell. Like, it's just inconveniences.
Yeah, truly.
More so than, like...
Also just, like, throws a wrench in your day. Like, randomly you get super cold and then super hot. And then also, like... I just feel congestion is probably one of my least favorite things on the planet.
It's the worst.
I hate it.
When we were in, which line are you on for Hey Juliet? TSB.
Oh, I'm on tenor one.
Okay.
One.
We're in a cappella, if anyone was wondering. And we were doing this one song, and in the one part that I was learning, I'm on TSB, there's like these things that happen. It's like ding, and the syllable is DNG, mm-hmm. ding.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, I can't get, because it's all in your like, whatever, in your mask.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can't get that out. Like, it's not producing sound. And I was so like off pitch because I couldn't hear myself because mm-hmm. my like ears are clogged.
Anyway. That's how I felt like when we were doing Anyone. There's like bung, B-U-N-G.
Oh, no.
And that week, I was so horribly sick. I was like, ew, it was so bad. And then like, as a result, I just sounded bad.
Yeah, always.
Like flat. Like I was
Yeah, it's
flat.
Horrible. Because you can't hear yourself. You can't like clock your own pitch.
Right.
That was my problem whenever we were doing the like solo part of that. I was like, oh, I know I sound really bad right now. I was like, ooh, good thing nobody can hear me. because they're all singing.
Shameless
super loud.
Plug to come to the Bubs Jules show on
come
Friday.
To our show.
8 p.m. in Goddard. Come support the Goddard Jules. Chapel. Come support the Bubs.
No tickets required.
Literally pull
7:30 doors.
The green number 3 is the
green
address.
Number 3. It's going to be super fun. And we have a couple like fun things that we're doing for
what
it.
What songs are you guys singing?
A bunch of different ones. We're doing 2 new ones. And then we're doing Sweet Child.
No, hello. Of course.
The Gold.
Okay.
And There's Your Trouble.
Good. Very good.
And then 2 new ones. So come cool. if you want a sneak peek at our spring show.
Yes. I ooh. Feel... What? Huh? Oh.
That's so nice.
Well, are those Bub nails?
Yeah, low-key. I got my nails done yesterday, and I needed them to be for this show, for my formal, and for vacation.
Mm.
And so I was like, what's a song? What's a song? What's a color that can serve that purpose? And I was thinking red, like, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for the show.
Where are you going on vacation?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, my gosh. No yeah. way. My friends are going to Puerto Rico.
Really? To San Juan?
I don't know where they're going.
Well, maybe I'll see them. Why are you not going? Because you guys are going
to San
California.
Francisco.
We're going for the first half, and then the second half, Jules are going to Vermont.
Mm-hmm. To Lemony Snicket's house?
To Lemony Snicket's house. I don't know if it's...
It's not. It's not. Not.
It's, not. It's a different it's the other relation. Uncle. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I don't think it actually is Lemony Snicket's house.
I would die. Like, that would be so
oh my
sick.
God. That would be tea.
Yeah.
It would be scary. It would be, like, haunted and spooky in there.
Yeah. But I feel like it would feel very, like... academic.
Yeah, I agree. We could definitely get a lot of work done there.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like a lot of like big words to like put in your
yes, to throw into the songs.
Can yeah. I just say, I probably rewatch A Series of Unfortunate Events maybe once a year.
Really?
Just because I love it so much.
Wait, I never watched the show. Did you read the books? I read the books.
I read the books and then I watched the
show. Whoa, it was Neil Patrick Harris, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Neil Patrick Harris and like all the kids, like, because originally there was the movie. Which was really bad. And that was with Jim Carrey.
Oh.
And
oh, he flopped.
He was Count Olaf. And the movie flopped because it only covered the first 3 books and it was not accurate at all to like what happened. And then they made the Netflix show. And I feel like a lot of people my age, at least, like, I feel like we kind of grew up with that show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because for me, I was like a little bit aged out at the time.
Yeah.
I was old.
She knew those words already. She didn't have to be taught them.
I was like, oh, superfluous. Got that one. Unbeknownst.
Oh.
Conflagration.
Right. Conflagration. Some may say.
Some, if they wanted to pronounce it incorrectly.
All right.
Innocuous.
Okay. All right. Well.
Tuberculosis.
Okay. All of this talking Mary. About words has really made me think about pedestrian safety.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Sorry, everyone. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Medford. All right. Well, thank you so much for that PSA.
You're welcome. The
last song that you heard was Smooth Talking. Oh, no. It was Brazil by Declan McKenna. Sorry.
Wow.
The song before that was Smooth Talking by True Jackson. Go stream True's music. Really good
Who
stuff.
Who dat?
She's a student at NYU.
Who you know?
Like, I know her tangentially. I've met her one time. I went to one of her shows, but...
Sorry. I just, like, snorted into the microphone.
She's friends with people, like, that I know, and her music is really great. So, thank you so much for listening. Next up, we've got some Radiohead for you, so...
Yes!
Thank you. And then you act real rude to me. till you use me up. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hey.
Hope you enjoyed my selections.
Thank you so much for joining me and Layla today. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford. We've got one last song for you today, Mythologize Me by Eliza McLam. So hope you enjoy.
Yay! Bye.
Just a boy.